Sometimes when you find yourself in a hole, you just keep digging. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week's sessions of Congress have basically been about Republicans trying to restore, piece by piece, the government they closed, and Democrats refusing to restore, piece by piece, the government they want open. But the polls show that most of the blame is going to the Republicans, partly because they're the ones refusing to vote on the budget resolution already approved by the Senate, but also, I think, because they're the party that has argued for years that the federal government is way too big and intrusive. They have argued at various times that national parks should be sold off, that medical research should be privatized, that food stamps encourage laziness. Republicans support the military, but since the federal government gives employment preference to veterans, veterans make up a disproportionate number of the employees affected by the shutdown. And it's only going to get worse, as small businesses, another big Republican cause, and who also get a federal preference when it comes to government contracts, have to lay off their employees. And at the same time, it's clear that the online Obamacare exchanges, which Republicans were trying to protect us from, are jammed with unprotected applicants. But I think I see a way out, and it's this. Republicans could argue that when they began this debate, they never dreamed the president would so shamelessly lay off workers who were actually essential, and therefore to rescue the nation from his capriciousness, they will pass the resolution that's been on their desk all week and reopen the government immediately and claim a glorious victory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.